Chapter 1. Bill's Story. War fever ran high in the New England town to which we new young officers were assigned, and we were flattered when the first citizens took us into their homes, making us feel heroic. I forgot the strong warnings and the prejudices of my people concerning drink. In time, we sailed for over there. I was very lonely and again turned to alcohol. At 22, and a veteran of foreign wars, I returned home at last. My talent for leadership, I imagined, would place me at the head of vast enterprises, which I would manage with utmost assurance. I took a night law course and obtained employment as an investigator for a surety company. The drive for success was on. I'd prove to the world I was important. My work took me about Wall Street, and little by little, I became interested in the market. Many people lost money, but some became very rich. Why not I? I studied economics and business as well as law. Potential alcoholic that I was, I nearly failed my law course. At one of the finals, I was too drunk to think or write. Though my drinking was not yet continuous, it disturbed my wife. By the time I had completed the course, I knew the law was not for me. Wall Street had me in its grip. Business and financial leaders were my heroes. I failed to persuade my broker friends to send me out looking over factories and managements, but my wife and I decided to go anyway. I had developed a theory that most people lost money in stocks through ignorance of markets. I discovered many more reasons later on. We gave up our positions and off we roared on a motorcycle, the sidecar stuffed with tent, blankets, change of clothes, and three huge volumes of a financial reference service. For the next few years, fortune threw money and applause my way. My judgment and ideas were followed by many to the tune of paper millions. Meanwhile, my drinking assumed more serious proportions, continuing all day and almost every night. The remonstrances of my friends terminated in a row, and I became a lone wolf. There were many unhappy scenes in our apartment. I began to be jittery in the morning. Abruptly, in October 1929,